baby, aren't you different? Never seen before. All this tension, won't you loosen it up on the floor? I want you to be my 90s romance, right in the sky. Never been kissed before, but will you be my first one? Can you be my first destiny? You're my necessity. Won't you please come next to me? Feels like ecstasy.
Zoe Kingotcha with Project alongside Ayano and The One. Only one of these two tracks comes back on Bubbling Under next week. It's a brand new Bubbling Under, don't you think? It's changed somewhat. So only you can tell me who comes back, and then it's good to go. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. I really appreciate you. I appreciate your company as well. And, you know, we've been leading up to this moment and leading up to me having my guest who's right in front of me. I've cleaned up the studio using Ace Disinfectant because it has fast-acting microbial components. So when you go to the store, be sure to pick it up. Clean up your workspaces. Clean up your spaces at home if you have guests, if you're entertaining. We're coming to Easter, so you might have a bit of guests or a number of guests. It's also Ramadan, so you might be having a couple of guests over for iftar. I'm not too sure. Or you just like entertaining in general. Whatever the case, keep your spaces clean. No excuse not to have a clean space. And that's Ace Disinfectant. Like I said, there's variants. You could pick it up at your closest store to you. And we are about to switch over to my guest. And as we get ready to switch over, I want to thank you immensely for being a part of the show this morning. You cannot still be talking about Insecure. Are you serious? You want to know more? No. Let's have that conversation online. You already know. Any kuna watu ambao unaona tu, yani wakiongea huko nje unasema, "Jamani kuna nini?" Those kind of things. Sam, you say, hey, hey, hey. Sam, thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. Also, you know, earlier on, you heard me talk about mental health. I gave you stats, and mental health affects both men and women, because as long as you have a brain, we can be affected because of everything that goes on. Sometimes it might be difficult to deal with the issues that are driving you, issues that are making it difficult for you. Please, please do not hesitate to speak up, and do not hesitate to speak out, because your mental and emotional wellness is important, not just for you, but for the people around you. You have absolutely no idea how it affects people around you when you're not doing good. It becomes difficult. And if you're finding it difficult, speaking of difficult, to speak up, just go to bonga.org.k. It's anonymous. It's a platform that's anonymous, that's designed for you to speak up and share what's going on. The beautiful part of it is that there are professionals who will pull tools out of their toolbox and share what it is they have in their toolbox to help you navigate what it is you're going through. So do me a favor, please promise yourself that you'll take care of yourself and your mental and emotional wellness, not just for you, but for everyone around you. You could be by the water. I love the water. You could be by in nature. That's also really great. But you could be dancing, listening to the you could be dancing and listening to the show. When I have artists, they're always telling me that music helps them so much. So that could be for you as well. Once again, bonga.or.ke. And don't forget that there are amazing videos on TikTok, because we partner with TikTok, of people sharing how they have dealt with their mental health related issues and illnesses. So it's okay to speak up, and it's okay not to be okay. It's even better to bonga. Let's go on to my guest. We're just about to have this conversation. I always love having her on board. She's an award-winning singer, songwriter from Kenya, who won Songwriter of the Year at the Kafengoma Awards in 2022. She was also nominated for the All Africa Music Awards in the Continental category for Best Female Artist in African Inspirational Music and Songwriter of the Year in Africa. In late 2018, she was also selected to be a part of the Empower 100 Artists selected by Empower Africa, a competition which was founded by Mr. Easy that was searching for 100 talented artists from all over Africa. And she recently, this was 2 years ago, she released her first electronic soulful house EP, that's Take a Chance, and it was released by independent UK label We Are Idol Records, and it's been featured, we just talked about the BBC right now on El Mean, so it's been featured on BBC Introducing Show and been on top 20 on several track source charts as Soulful House Essentials, Afro House Essentials, Afro House and Soulful. And she also had Dreams of My Goku by SB5 featuring herself, which was released in March of 2022, which is a soulful electronic house track dedicated to her grandmother, Goku. I hope I've said it right. I'm going to ask her to correct me because you know me. I'm just going to like, oh, I said it how I thought it should be said. And it topped the charts in South Africa on Gagasi FM's dance music charts. Let's fast forward and talk about inspirations. She's been inspired by artists such as John Legend, Asha, Adele, Chrisette Michelle, who just played incidentally, and Emily Sande. There is a fun fact about Toni Braxton. I'm going to ask her to tell us about that in just a bit. And she says, music has always been a part of my life. I grew up surrounded by it. I was known in school as a girl who sang everywhere. See, I kind of feel like I'm knowing this now, feeling frustrated and confused. So if you've got students in your school who are singing everywhere, trust me, they're just getting that release out. But she could tell us because that was her life. And the profound question that changed her life was when she was asked, what is the one thing you would regret not having done in your life? And without skipping a beat, she answered, not having pursued my music. She's back again, all with such a great conversation. Olivia and Bonnie, look at you, girl.
Thank you. Look, I love that intro. It took me back. I was like, oh my gosh, I've done all those things.
You've been busy.
I'm very busy.
Listen, I didn't know that part about you know, in school and how mm-hmm. you answered. That is so profound because a lot of people don't necessarily say that, or you know, there's always like, oh okay, you know, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I mean, for me honestly, why that line always stays in my bio is because at the beginning of my career, before I'd performed anywhere really, you know, as an indie artist, I was like, what am I going to put in my bio, what am I going to say? So I was like, I'll just talk about my inspiration and then I'll talk about where my love for music has come from. And literally I would sing everywhere. Today morning when I was getting ready, like, because I live with my sister, she's like, I just heard you singing. Like, I'm that person. She knows. And it's early in the morning, like, I have to warm up my voice, so yeah. I sing to warm up my voice. I don't really do any like vocal exercises. I literally warm up my voice by just singing mainly. So yeah, I used to sing all the time, everywhere.
You know, Olivia's been on the show before, so what you can do is go onto SoundCloud and check out her previous conversations with me as we carry on from that point. Again, congratulations. I say this to you, but I'm going to say it again, on your remarkable journey in the music industry. I love the story of how you started off as a child. And, you know, your story is incredibly inspiring. You've got such a diverse range of experiences, from performing at festivals to releasing your own EPs. So what has been the most memorable moment of your career so far? I know you get asked this, but I'd like to hear, because I don't think I've ever asked you this particularly.
Yeah. No, I think there's like, let me say three. I'm going to name three. So the very first one was when I performed Better Than Just Fine, which is the first ever single I released. And my producer at the time was like, I'm having a show, so I think, you know, you should perform this song. And I was terrified because I'd never performed my songs to anyone else. So I went to the show really terrified, performed, and then like ran off stage like, okay, I've done that. And then I got an encore. And so I had to come back. And then people were literally singing the song back to me. And I was like, this is something else. Like, I never imagined it would happen so fast. So for me, people being able to connect the song until this day, I meet people like, do you remember like when you performed at this show, that show? Like, I heard this song and then they sing it back to me. So that was super special. A song I'd written that connected to me, connected to other people. So that was one of my... And then the second one was when I released my album, because it had been my dream. That's what inspired me to like... push and keep going, was to release a body of work that's by me. And you know, I funded it all myself. I like coordinated everything, like, and so for me to see this thing that I had cried over, like thought over, come to life. And I remember there was a job I was doing to fund the album, and sometimes I'd be in the office in tears because I'm like, I don't want to be doing this job. I want to be out there performing like other people. But I tell myself, you know why you're doing it? Because you need to pay for your album. You need to pay for your album. And there was a guy next door. He had a, I think, an agency, and he was so encouraging. Whenever he'd hear me sing, because again, I sing everywhere, he'd be like, "That sounds amazing. Keep going. You're gonna make it. You're gonna make it." And so sometimes when you meet an artist, like, don't take it for granted when you encourage them, because it might be the day they're thinking of giving up. And so to this day, I still talk to that, and I'm like, thank you so much for always encouraging me, because look at where I am now. You used to just pass by and be really supportive. And then the third one would be definitely, well, there's so many, but the third one would have to be winning the songwriter award for Cafe Ngoma. That was, I was just like, whoa. You know, because it was based purely on votes, and you know, the people in my category, like, all super amazing, like Ben Soul, Niviri is a storyteller, Lisa Noah. So I was like, and then I told myself, just imagine, like, you've won, like, forget that, just go out there and believe that it's possible. So winning that for me was such a massive affirmation.
Yeah. I love that. You know, your Freestyle Friday series on YouTube, it sounds like such a fun, and it is a fantastic initiative to connect to the audience. We talked about, you talked about, yes, connecting and the importance of connecting.
Yes.
What do you enjoy most about engaging with your fans through platforms like YouTube, and how has their feedback influenced your own creative process?
Yeah, I think one of the things that's, it's so validating when, because I do my best to show up as my authentic self or who I am. I'm like, this is how I create, this is who I am. And so for other people to accept you for being yourself is an extremely validating experience. So for me, it's being able to put out something that's true to me and other people to connect with it, and how it influences my art. It just encourages me to keep going, to be me, you know. And and then also, like, I realize the impact that my music makes. Like, when people say, I was in this really low place, or I lost somebody and this song helped me to, I mean, that beats any award, because at the end of the day, for you to move someone's life to the point where they make a better decision, or where they feel like they have hope, you know, we're talking about mental health, like, how many times we're in that space where you're just like, I'm not sure, yeah, about tomorrow, and then a song comes and it literally just gives you enough air for the next few hours or the next day. So when someone tells me that, I'm like, yo, that's divine. I could never have foreseen or even force that. So for me, it makes me aware of even what I'm putting out. So when I get feedback, I'm very aware of what songs or music do to people, and I never want to leave someone heavy or in a dark place. Obviously, I can't always control that, but what I try to do is, when I create my music, I think about, what energy am I putting out there? Even if it's a sad song, I try and make sure that somehow, because of the energy I'm using to create the song, I don't leave them there. Like, literally before I release my album, I would pray over every single song, and I'm like, I want this song to go and kind of have some sort of hope, even if it's a heartbreak song.
Right.
So I'm really intentional, because I'm aware of how people respond to music.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. I love that as well. You know, and this is, like, because she has some new music, and I've got to ask her about that. But this one is really tongue in cheek. You know, Toni Braxton is someone you credit for giving you vocal confidence. Can you, and I've never asked you this as well, but can you recall a specific moment or song by Toni Braxton that resonated or connected with you the most and inspired you to pursue your musical dreams?
Yeah, you know, this week is so,
man, Toni Braxton aligned.
Yeah, no, because so this week I went to KBC TV and I listened to Toni Braxton the first time on Sundown, a KBC radio show. And so when I was listening, I think the song was How Could an Angel Break My Heart. So I remember listening to it on my grandmother's, like, radio.
Was it a transistor radio?
Yeah.
You know, the ones that you...
Yes.
The dial. Yeah.
Yes. It was those ones. And, like, we used to listen to it, like, in the dining room. That's where the radio was. And I'd stand there. And then I heard her voice. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. And those were not the days of Shazam. Like, you'd have to wait for the presenter to say, this is so-and-so. And I was like, who is that? And then, you know, they played it often. So then I knew. And just hearing her voice, I was like, oh, my goodness, there's another female with a voice that's, like, deep like mine. Because for long, like, even in school, sometimes I wouldn't get solos because I'd pick sopranos.
Oh.
So I was used
to... So it started there.
you know.
Yeah. So and you're like, I have like, this gift.
But yeah. Like, yeah. But I was like, you know, sopranos are the ones who tend to get the solos. Altos rarely get solos. Any altos out there? No. Like, now it's different. But then it was like, sopranos will get the solos. Altos are backup. Like, you backup and whatever. So I felt, you know, and then I was also a tall girl. So everything I was when I was younger, I was told is not good. Like, you're not female enough, or you're not effeminate enough, or you're like, you need to be shorter, I need to be more dainty, you need to be more this. And I was none of those things. I was tall, I was very skinny, and I was like,
and you had an alto.
Yes.
So you knew you had a gift, but yeah, you were like, oh, they're gonna use this.
But I'm not fitting in. And then I grew into like myself, and I was like, but this is who I am. Like, it's not changing. And so listening to Toni Braxton and seeing how successful she was made me go, I can do it. I don't know how, I don't know when, but that's when the seed was planted.
Oh, I love that. And it's so empowering. You don't know how empowering it is going to be to the next person who understands that this is a struggle that I've faced. And maybe if I share this, you know, you're going to have these situations, but it's like, okay, just keep going, because it's going to open up for you. Finally, because we get to the one of the reasons why she's here, looking ahead, what are your aspirations for the future of your music career and collaborations, like such as the one you're about to tell us about, that you're really, I know you're excited about this.
Oh, so excited
about this. And can you share this with us this morning?
Yeah. So for me, my aspirations for my career right now are kind of like three part. The first one really is to get my music to more people. I always want more people to listen to my music. So different parts of the world. I've been fortunate though, like there are places I'm like, people listen to my music fair, like, you know, so just more people. Also to perform at festivals, both here in Kenya as well as like all over the world. I love performing. And one of my dreams really is to do like with a massive orchestra and kind of, you know, orchestra and percussions, like, you know, the way we have. I'm a Luya, so may I like Isukudi, okay?
We got to hear the sound.
We got to hear, so I'd like to mesh those. Like, I have this concept that I'd love to have.
Oh, wait, so classical and the traditional. Oh, that, see, I'm ready for that.
Yeah, because especially with my electro house sound, there's some of them have like dreams of my Gugu. And you did say it right. Gugu, the way
you
said
Gugu?
It. Was
it Gugu? Okay, good. Listen, I'd be tripping.
So there's like a very heavy percussion and also just homage to, you know, Margolis and Luyas in general. Like, I would love to have where these powerful percussions are merged with like, you know, this orchestral sound, because I was influenced by both.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So for me, that those two things. And then the final one is what I hope to be my legacy is not just great music, but also that I kind of shift the way things happen in our industry, in the country and in the continent, where we remove as many gatekeepers as possible. Like, fine, I see some people have the justification for having them, but I feel like we should share knowledge. And so for me, that is a key thing. Knowledge, not just in music, but also in money. Because at the end of the day, we don't want to be starving artists. We want to thrive. And to make an impact, you need money.
And you're also a marketer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's I feel you need to throw that in real quick.
Yes. You know, so for me, when I market and share my knowledge, it's not just, oh, it's a job. It's actually like a mission. Because I am where I am because people opened doors for me. And they said, I'll mention Olivia's name in rooms of opportunity. And so I couldn't have done that.
And you had been working towards this, though, because you had to be aligned.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You have to be prepared, because once the opportunity comes, because that's another thing people don't realize. Many times you're asking or praying for an opportunity, but you've not done the work, or you're not ready, or it overwhelms you. So be ready, because it will shift your life. Like, your schedule will be crazy. You have to have better boundaries, all those things. But for me, when it comes to sharing knowledge, I really feel like we need to get out of the lack mentality of thinking there's not enough for everyone. We can all be musicians and people would still all listen to us. So I really believe, let's share knowledge, let's support each other. Like, the whole Ubuntu, like, our whole culture survives, like Harambe and everything, is because we come together. So I would love that in the creative arts. You know, we can stop seeing this where people are put down because they don't look a certain way, they don't sound a certain way. Like, come on, guys. Stop it.
We're
not made
tall,
to be the same.
You got an alto.
You don't do this sound. No, my friend. People listen to country and listen to me and listen to trap and listen to gang.
Texas Hold'em.
Like, yeah, look at that. So I'm just like, let's stop spreading this narrative of you need to have this. No, be you, be authentic self, bring great stuff, good stuff, and let's win together.
All right, I'm going to have you introduce your next track, which we're about to listen to before we get into your really special set.
Yes, thank you so much. So the next track I'm going to introduce is my latest single called Spirit by me, Olivia Mbani, and Silva, an amazing producer from South Africa.
And it is On The Way.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Done with having my dreams denied. Help me out, help me rise. Speaking to all the doubts in me, I no longer believe your fears. Let my spirit now take the lead. Help me rise.
So that's Spirit by Olivia Mbani and Silva. So please do check it out on Apple Music, Spotify. And now, which is such a rare occurrence, which never really happens, is you're now going to hear the first time I'm doing this acoustically. And with me, there's Yvonne Mutemi, an amazing guitarist and also producer and artist. She's going to be playing for me. So we are going to perform this live, an acoustic version of Spirit. And just even before we start, I'd just like to say that it's such a special song to me because it's all about looking inward. So many times we try and find answers through other people, but Spirit is literally about looking within, that guidance that you have, and really, really believing in yourself. So here's an acoustic version of Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
help me out, help me out. Let me lose all my fear in mind. Let me see who I'm meant to be. Done with having my dreams denied. Help me out, help me rise. Speaking to all the doubt in me, I no longer believe your themes. Let my spirit now take the lead. Help me rise. I'm not better off alone. I'm not better off alone. And I'm not better off alone. And I'm not better off alone. Help me rise, help me rise. Help me rise, help me rise. Help me rise, help me rise. Hey. Help me rise, help me rise. Fill me up, let me stand. I know who I am better now, Spirit. Fill me up, let me stand. I know who I am better now, Spirit. Fill me up, let me stand. And I know who I am better now, Spirit. Fill me up, let me stand. And I know who I am better now, Spirit. Your way, your hope. Your way, your hope. Your way, your hope. Your way, your hope. Spirit, help me rise. 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 Spirit, 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 Spirit.
Run that single wherever it is that you get your music from, because that's the new track from Ms. Olivia Mbani. You know, I gotta say, like, when you're doing the sound effects, I was mesmerized. I was like, she's, how's she doing that with her? I'm like, okay, that's a sound. But you know, Native Americans actually sing. They have, is it throat singing?
Yes, they do that. They do that. And I love their style of singing as well. So.
Like, come on now. She said, I'm fusing all this stuff together.
It's spirits. The spirit is from everywhere.
Well, there you go. Spirit by Olivia Mbani. Brand new, of course, with your producer from South Africa. Let's give him a shout out, Silva, as well. We heard the live version, the album version, but we also heard the acoustic version. Mm-hmm. And you know, Olivia, your vocals, as always,
thank you,
buttery smooth. Thank you taught me something. So sing. So I can't sing at all, but I'll try by singing Do Re Mi in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's going to open up my throat.
Yes, it will.
Do Re Mi Fa Sol La. That's Sound of Music. We all watch Sound of Music.
Oh,
don't
yes,
we?
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You know, our conversations continue.
Yes.
So this is going to be on SoundCloud. You can catch our previous conversations with Olivia. And of course, there'll be more conversations to come.
Yes, absolutely.
I got to give you a special shout out and special recognition. We had Tonio last week, who really mesmerized us. I have to tell you this. Olivia set it up.
Yes.
So thank you.
You're
he
welcome.
Was a wonderful discovery.
Yes, he's amazing, and he's working with an amazing artist called Opio.
Yes,
and they have an album coming out in May, so be on the lookout for that. And they are dropping a song that you heard, Nairobi, on the 18th. So do check it out.
There you go. Not only is she talking, doing the throat singing that, you know, I've only seen on the videos. She's also got her brand new single Spirit and bringing in and ushering in other artists onto the show. Thank you, Olivia.
You're
always
welcome.
A pleasure to have you here.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
And if you got that Toni Braxton voice, keep sing. You heard her. Sang. Thank you so much. God bless you. Listen, it's my time to leave. And as we do the quick changeover, as the news gets set up, I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. Thank you very, very much. Listen, Football Sundays is on the way. Walt Baby Love soon after that. With gospel track Soul Groove with DJ Adrian. He's got an event coming up. You don't want to miss out on that. One Love, the reggae continues with DJ Raz Luigi and the Capital Jazz Club from 7 p.m. God bless you. Take great care of yourself. My name is Chow. Chow.
The best mix of music.
Capital Newsbeat.
Kenyans living in diaspora urged to be cultural ambassadors. Citizens warned against consumption of fish from Lake Nakuru due to pollution. And New Jersey siege ends after U.S. gunmen killed. Good morning. I'm Angela Wamboi.